Crypto experts claim that foreign adversaries like Iran are using digital assets to evade sanctions and funnel money to bad actors. Darren Botello joining us now. Okay, Darren, how do we stop this?
Hi, good morning, Stuart. The good news is the Trump administration is already stopping it. In fact, we confirmed that the U.S. Treasury has been able to trace some of Iran's money, and just last month they froze more than $300 million. This was in regime crypto, Stuart. Iran is reportedly launching a new digital insurance platform for cargo ships. This is in the Strait of Hormuz, and here's the kicker. They're settling payments entirely in Bitcoin. Basically, this is how it works. The companies pay the insurance companies in Bitcoin, and they get through the strait safely. That's the trade-off. It's a direct move to dodge our banks and scoop up a fresh source of cash. And this covers a much larger shadow economy. New estimates from a threat detection data firm show Tehran is sitting on a crypto pile worth a staggering $7.7 billion. That war chest has been expanding ever since heavy sanctions cracked down. This was during the first Trump administration, by the way. And here's a look at the price of crude right now. The hot board's up. Prices are trading near recent highs as regional shipping tensions, they're flaring. But the regime is counting on crypto to keep its military funded.